I am fantasy and paranormal romance author Leslie Penelope, and welcome to My Imaginary Friends, a look behind the scenes of an author mapping the worlds in my head and making them a reality. Hello, friends. Today is Sunday, September 24th, 2023, and this is episode 222 of My Imaginary Friends. I'm Leslie. So this week's best thing was the NINC conference, Novelists Inc. I just flew back this morning from St. Pete's Beach, Florida, where I've been for the past couple of days at the conference. I did two different workshops. I spoke on world building for any genre, and then the next day, creating story Bibles and series Bibles. And it was a lot of fun. I actually had a really wonderful time at this event. I've known about it for a long time. I've known a lot of authors, and I've had friends who go there pretty regularly and talk about it. But it's my first time. I've never been willing to brave Florida in the middle of hurricane season before. That is usually not a very Leslie thing to do. But if they had told me earlier that there was karaoke at this event, I would have definitely been there regardless of the weather. There are a few things in my life that I love more than karaoke. And some of you know this. I adore it. What is better than dancing and singing to your favorite songs? Now, the caveat is, I cannot sing at all, but that does not stop me. And I had a great time. I did two songs last night. My voice is suffering for it. If it sounds a little scratchy, if I'm at a lower register, I'm barely making it after talking all day. Well, not all day, but after talking a bunch for 3 days and then giving 2 hour long workshops and then screaming all night at karaoke. Yeah. But it was great. I had a great time. It was very energizing, even though it is sapping of the introvert energy. These kind of events also are very energizing. I'm exhausted, but I'm also full of ideas and knowledge. I met a lot of great people and made contacts, and those kinds of things do give me energy. But I do have a pretty full week coming up. I'm doing another workshop this Wednesday for Maryland romance writers, and this weekend coming up is Capclave, which is the local DC area sci-fi and fantasy convention, literary focused convention, which I'm speaking at, I think, all 3 days. So yeah, this slightly deeper voice is not going anywhere anytime soon. I've got a really busy next month of giving presentations, workshops, conferences, speaking. And so once November comes, I'm sure I will be in a coma. In writing news, I have the last version of the Black Towns book, which is called Daughter of the Merciful Deep. It's going to take me a minute to incorporate the title of the book into my mind and remember it. I need to write it down and stick it on a sticky note on my monitor or something. Daughter of the Merciful Deep. So I've got about, as I'm recording this, 4 days before the final version is due. I got a tiny bit of work done at the conference. And I was questioning how much I actually need to get done because I was feeling as I was traveling there, I pretty much have a handle on it. I'd done the bulk of the work before I left, thank goodness. There are some tweaks I need to make and just rereading the new stuff that I wrote to make sure it holds together and makes sense. So this was the very last pass, some final additional feedback. And I didn't agree with all of the feedback. And I had to really think things through about, what I actually agreed with, what I was trying to do with the book, what the feedback is saying about whether I succeeded and failed, and any changes that I made at this point, whether they would break anything else. So I've done what I can do. I think, I still have a few more days to fiddle, but I don't like doing big things at the last minute because it doesn't give me enough time to really think through and consider all the ways that any change might have a ripple effect on the rest of the novel. I've read through, most of it over the past couple of weeks and feel good about what I've done because I did, I talked about last time, the smallest amount of change possible to address the underlying feedback without breaking anything else. And so, yeah, we're still in that last bit of tweaking, and that's very much on my mind. In other aspects of the writing and publishing update, what I alluded to in my last episode is public now. My editor at Orbit, Nivea Evans, has left, and she is now with Saga, which I think is an imprint of Simon & Schuster, which makes me orphaned at my current publisher at Orbit. So when an author is orphaned, that means their acquiring editor, the person who brought them on, who chose their book, leaves. Either they leave the industry, they go get another job, it's like what happened here. And your editor at a traditional publishing house, your acquiring editor, is your champion. They are your spokesperson. They go to the sales and marketing meetings. Well, first of all, when they want to buy your book, they have to convince their company that this is a good idea. Like this author, this book is something that we want, that we're going to put our resources behind. And that's what she did for The Monsters We Defy. That was a two-book contract. So they're two standalones. So now I'm in the second book, second standalone of this contract, and having lost my advocate with the company. And it's not a great place to be, honestly. You know, I'm going to be assigned another editor who's going to pick up the mantle, but that editor may or may not even read this book. They have their own books that they acquired that they were already working with. And I feel for people in that position where you're kind of like you're assigned something. You know, there's not the familiarity with me. There's not the rapport and the relationship. And it's like another thing tacked on to all the other things that they were doing. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting moving forward in this way. It's kind of a rite of passage being orphaned. I think it's happened to so many authors that I know. So you get through it. And it just means that this book has already been really difficult. It is, I'm told by my brother, who is my first reader, that it's a darker book than any of the other ones I have written before. I don't think of it as a dark, and I don't think, it's not a dark book, but maybe it is darker. It deals with topic matter that I haven't dealt with before. And it's one of those things where you hear the advice as an artist to lean into the fear. Like if it doesn't scare you to do this work, then you're not pushing yourself hard enough. And I pushed myself really hard on this book, and ultimately I am really happy with it, but I do recognize that it is, that there are aspects of it that might make it a little bit more difficult to sell. So I'm trying to be really positive and not laden with fear and dread about the process and worries about what will or will not happen, but it's on my mind. However, there is literally nothing I can do about any of that, anything that goes on in the publishing house. I mean, I can advocate for myself and try to do as much as I can to promote the book, and which I always try to do, but I guess I'll have to kick it into higher gear now just because I'm not sure what's going to be happening on their end. But in the meantime, you know, I have to look to the future, write more books, because that's what we do here. We write books. So as soon as I turn this in, I'm going to get back to the first draft of Brutal Fortress, the first fast draft. And I do have an announcement. I'm going to be doing NaNoWriMo. So I mentioned this before. I'm going to be doing Preptober in October, preparing for NaNoWriMo in November with a brand new story idea that's been on my mind for a long time. I wrote part of it years and years ago. I'm not going to look at any of that. But in order to have accountability and to make sure I actually do it and not just say I'm going to do it, I'm going to be going through the process that I use in the course, Imaginary World Building, Creating Fictional Worlds for Writers, to do sort of world building and adding a plotting layer to it, because it's not really a plotting course, but doing that in October for Preptober, which is basically, if you're not familiar with Preptober, it's what they call the preparation month of October before you do National Novel Writing Month in November. And yeah, I haven't done NaNoWriMo in many years. I will be fast drafting Brutal Fortress in the rest of September, October. Should definitely finish that by the end of October so that I can move into fast drafting something new in November while I am theoretically editing Brutal Fortress. It's always easier for me to work on two things at once if they're at very different stages. And I do want to get this idea out of my head because it's got energy around it right now. So I'm going to be going live on YouTube on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern through the month of October. If you would like reminder emails about when these videos are going out, you can sign up at myimaginaryfriends.net/nano, N-A-N-O. And yeah, they'll just get an email when I'm going live. But if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, you should get and hit the, you know, bell for notifications and all that. You should get notified. The first video, the placeholder is up right now. And yeah, twice a week, there's 8 modules in the course. It's sort of, I broke it down into 8 steps. So I'll definitely be doing 8 sessions. And there's a 9th at the very end of the month, which might just be like plot focused. I haven't figured that out. I'm committing myself to 8, and we'll see what happens that last one. But yeah, please do come and do Preptober with me. We can work through it together. You can, you know, see me work out loud in public. There was something else I was thinking about saying there. You can see me, you know, go through the process with a brand new story idea, see how I get it done, and maybe get some tips for your own process. I think it'll be fun. I'm excited about it. We'll see how it works out. So that's again, so it's myimaginaryfriends.net/nano. And in other announcements, for those of you in the Washington, D.C. area, and actually anywhere in the world, because this is a hybrid event, but we'll be in person too, Thursday, October 5th, 2023, at the East City Bookshop in Washington, D.C., I will be in conversation with author Ariel Kaplan, talking about her new book, The Pomegranate Grape, which sounds really cool. It's like a Jewish fantasy book. So yeah, we'll be talking about that. You can register for the online portion at Eventbrite. If you are in the Capitol Hill area of D.C., come through, see us, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I'm teaching 2 workshops for the Muse Writer Center. These are online writing workshops, world building, fantasy world building, and then integrating world building with character and plot. I'm really excited about those. Those are in November. And yeah, anybody can come because they're online. So check out my website, lpenelope.com/calendar for those. I'm currently reading a really interesting book that I actually started on the plane this morning. And I got through a little bit of a chunk of it. It's called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. And what got me to check it out, because I don't believe it's fantasy or speculative at all, although I really didn't do that much research about this book. But the last line of the book description says, yes, it is a love story, but it is not one you have read before. So I'm not under any illusions that this is any kind of romance, but I thought that was an intriguing line. Nnedi Okorafor just had a deal announcement that mentioned her new book that she got this big deal for was, you know, this book, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, was a comp for it. Like tomorrow, this book mixed with something that I've forgotten already. So I had put it on my library list and it came up and I listened to the audiobook and it is really interesting so far. And I'm only a few chapters in, but the way that the author, Gabrielle Zevin, is weaving in the story and the timelines, it's really seamless, but it's going back and forth. And so far I'm enjoying it. So I will keep you posted on that one. But yeah, that's it for me for this week. My voice is going. I'm exhausted and I hope I'll be able to sleep because sometimes I'm really exhausted like this. I get insomnia and that is the worst. So I'm trying to stay positive, keep putting good energy into the universe that I will be able to sleep. I'm going to set a new goal to actually get 8 hours, a minimum of 8 hours every night. And yeah, wish me luck on that one too. I have this whole list of things that I'm going to be doing, like body hacking, life hacking. And sleeping is a number one thing because I've been doing better. I'll get like 6 and 7 hours pretty consistently, between 6 and 7 hours. But I think if I can get that 8, like, wouldn't that be amazing? We're going to give it a shot, see if my body cooperates. Scheduling note, I might be going to an every other week format for the podcast or just keeping it much more loose. I have a very like concrete boxed in personality. So if it's like I said, if this is a weekly, I'm going to bust my butt to do it every single week and may or may not be healthy. So I'm going to see. I don't know. I'm trying not to make firm commitments, but I probably will not podcast next week. Every other week might just be an easier lift at this point in my life and with everything that's happening. So with that said, that's it for me for this week. I will talk to you the next time, and I hope that you have a wonderful week. For episode show notes and to sign up for the Footnotes newsletter and get the show notes in your inbox, go to myimaginaryfriends.net. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, watch the video episodes on YouTube, and email me at podcast@lpenelope.com. I would really appreciate a rating or review to help support the show. And My Imaginary Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. For more fantastic podcasts, go to frolic.media/podcasts.